Hello, so today I'm joined by Alba at the Arab American Family Support Center. Alba, would you start by introducing yourself?
Yes, good morning. My name is Alba. I am a senior case manager with the Anti-Violence Program stationed in the Manhattan FJC.
Great. And to start us off, Alba, could you tell us more about your day-to-day work as a senior case manager and advocate?
Yes. So as an advocate, I provide support throughout survivors' healings after they've experienced trauma, and that can be anything from, while we primarily deal with domestic violence, we also help family violence, elder violence, and sex trafficking survivors. As an advocate, part of my day-to-day is to assist with services, support, referrals.
Great. And I know that you, as an advocate, you work on a team. You're not alone. And they're a multilingual, trauma-informed team based all around New York City. So how do the anti-violence program at the Arab American Family Support Center take an approach to providing survivors with self-empowerment?
Yes. So we do provide healing circles as well as referrals to like counseling and things like that. But we also encourage our clients to empower themselves, whether that's, you know, advocating for a service that they may need. While we are here to support, a lot of our survivors do struggle with self-empowerment and self-advocacy. So part of us as advocates, we do encourage the clients to do so. And that's anything from, you know, supporting them with services and things like that, but also encouraging them to kind of take charge of their new life after the trauma and the healing.
Thanks for providing context to that. And we're speaking right now in Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and just last week was Go Purple Day, a day across New York City to raise awareness about domestic and gender-based violence. But from your perspective, how can New Yorkers take action to advocate and support survivors?
I think that the first thing that New Yorkers can do to assist in advocacy and supporting survivors is definitely gaining the knowledge. There's so many different types of abuse that goes beyond physical. During the pandemic, they actually just started recognizing cyber abuse as a form of domestic violence. So definitely educating themselves, as well as cliche as it may sound, if you see something, say something. Also, just kind of offering that support to domestic violence survivors while they are going through that trauma. Sometimes they do feel alone. So taking that out, that, you know, that advocacy to advocate for those people, spreading support, different things like that.
If you or a loved one needs support, feel free to visit us at the Family Justice Centers across all five boroughs. Visit our website, aafscnewyork.org, or give us a call at 718-643-8000.